The all-new season of Futurama is streaming on Hulu.
That's great,
but I have to warn you, it's completely brilliant.
The interplanetary hit is back.
The very survival of Earth is at stake.
Is everybody okay? Is anybody hurt?
Nobody's okay. Everybody's hurt.
Watch the all-new season of Futurama.
That's the best damn show I ever saw.
New episodes Mondays, streaming only on Hulu.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Hi there, everybody. This is Mike Kegley on Eye on the Illini. Today, I have two guests with me. We have Brad Sturdy, one of our co-owners and also our recruiting expert who can handle both football and basketball, a jack of all trades in his nearly 20 years of covering the Illini. We also have Steve Sturm, our football writer, who has done extensive writing on what the recruiting wins have been for Coach Bielema as he's been here, and also has a fascinating three-part series that we're in the middle of that talks about what could have happened if things would have been different and we didn't have Coach Bielema around. And boy, those are cautionary tales. But before we get that started up, I'd like to talk to you a little bit and give you a couple reminders. If you go to IlliniGuys.com, we have a seven-day guarantee. You can come in there, hunt around, see what you like. If you don't like it, you can always get out within the first 7 days. We haven't had very many people do that. We've got a really good website for you. You're going to get articles on football, basketball. You're going to get all sorts of things in the message board. And of course, we have the game room, which nobody else has, which it makes watching an Illini game a real event. Additionally, we do have the Win a Stay at a Maui Resort. That is three nights at a Maui Resort. It's going to go to one of the first 300 annual subscribers. We still have a little bit of a window that you might be able to get in there. Certainly here in the month of February, please make sure if you're going to sign up and you're on the fence, that would be a great reason to sign up. You might be that person who will get that stay at a resort in Maui. So with that, I'm going to go and we're going to talk with Brad Sturdy and Steve Sturm here. We're going to go over what happened in the spring signing, and we're going to kind of tie that in with what happened with Lovey's signees in December and try to give you an overall perspective of that. So as we start off, I'd like to get Brad's thoughts on the spring signees and the transfers. Anything that jumps out at you or any thoughts that you might want to share with folks who are listening about what your expectations are for these players?
Well, I think the most important thing when you look at this, the first thing is that what Brett Bielema was able to do is keep the guys that he had already on the team. And so that was his first big recruiting haul, getting those, you know, the defensive linemen, getting Rod Perry and Owen Carney to come back to start, you know, offensive linemen, defensive linemen, secure those guys, because the reality is you don't win with young guys at those positions very often. So now he's able to get those veteran guys. Then he goes out, and what I like, he's been active in the transfer portal, filling holes and needs that they need. And they still have a couple spots left that they're looking to fill. But then he goes in the high school ranks, and he gets two guys who have Power Five offers. They're probably two of the top five players in this class, and he gets them within just a couple weeks of his hiring. And so that was really impressive to me. I really like both the kids that he signed that Bielema was able to get. I wasn't a huge fan of maybe Lovey's overall recruiting class. You know, it's only the whole class right now is only 16 deep. So it's not a big class, but I feel like the one thing is that you've got a few guys who it kind of gives you an idea of what they were on, because all these kids signed. I mean, they didn't lose it. They only lost one guy. I think Chevalier Brinson, you know, he ended up at Ball State, but he's the only kid they lost. They signed everybody. That tells you that the school was the sell more than Lovey Smith. And then you see Bielema come in. So I think he's got to be better at selling. Obviously, he's been in the college game. He's got a great staff around him. So I'm really impressed with what he's done since he came on. Now it's, you know, how many of these guys stick around? I don't know, because there are some diamonds in the rough, and Steve is going to talk about that too. Some guys, there are some guys we like maybe more than the rankings do, but there's also some guys that, you know, you're not sure about. But at the end of the day, once they get on campus, then they got to earn their time, and they got to figure out what they, and they're going to earn their playing time. And we'll find out who was good and who wasn't good and over time.
Yeah. I'm go back to Denny Green. Whenever he would draft somebody for the Minnesota Vikings, you would think that that was the only player that he wanted to draft. And on draft day, they're all stars. And then once the practice starts, well, now you have to earn your reputation and your name. So, Steve, you've been doing a ton of analysis for us, and the fans have, and the subscribers have really loved it. What are your thoughts on what happened here in the spring under Coach Bielema?
Well, first I want to add to what Brad said. The two high schoolers that he signed this spring, I've already written articles about both of them, and I agree with him. The two of them probably are among the top five players that Bielema has signed up overall among the high schoolers, the 16 high schoolers. My impressions on the ones in the fall that signed, I didn't get a chance to write on those, of course. Illini guys hadn't started up yet, but Illini fans are going to look at the overall recruiting rankings, and they're going to want to slit their wrists or roll their eyes, and because they're going to see that the Illini class is at or near the bottom of the Big Ten. And I want to tell them that the class is not as bad as those rankings indicate. However, it's also not one that they should be tooting their horns about. It's not nearly as good as the other classes that Lovey's brought in, unfortunately. One guy that is actually ranked at the very bottom of the class, but is my favorite guy, one of the top five athletes for sure in this class, is Kalen Villanueva, who played cornerback in high school. His senior film isn't out there. I saw a couple clips. It's not anything that you could spend a half hour looking at or anything, but he is a real, genuine Big Ten athlete. He played cornerback in high school, but he's gained 40 pounds in high school. He's a 220 pounder now, runs a legit 4.5. And if you look at his clips from his junior year in high school, not at all bad at cornerback, but you start to think about how he's going to play at linebacker for Illinois, and I start to get really excited about him. Pat Bryant is another guy. He was one of the more highly recruited players when Lovey got him committed in the spring, but he has certainly leveled up this fall. If you look at his senior film, you start to wonder how it is that Lovey held on to him. You can see why Bielema might, but given that Lovey was in trouble at Illinois, I'm sure that the SEC was banging down Pat Bryant's door, trying to sway him from his early commitment to Lovey. His film in the senior year is really something special. He's got some clips in there that really jog your imagination. I think there's a chance you could see him in the fall if Illinois doesn't add anybody to the wide receiver depth chart.
Excellent. Yeah, the one thing I keep thinking about, and love your guys' thoughts on this, but when I see Hudson coming in from Georgia, he seems like one of those guys who's brought here for his intangibles, his leadership, that you're going to get from somebody who's accomplished a lot, both on the, you know, accomplished a bit on the field and done a ton in the classroom and as a leader. What do you think about that type of strategic guy coming in to the program? Is that something that, Coach Bielema looked at as a big opportunity to help kind of instill a new kind of standard from the player side? What did you guys think of him?
As I wrote in the article that I wrote about Hudson, and Bielema backed it up today in his press conference, he said that when he talks about grad transfers coming in, he's not as interested in their talent as much as he is in their character. And the funny thing is, when I started to do a deep dive into Prather Hudson, what I found is that he was out front for pretty much every press conference, after game press conference that Georgia had. And the man he's an extremely well-spoken kid. And the fact that he turned from a walk-on, he got regular playing time as a walk-on from Georgia, one of the top programs in the country, tells you a lot. And I think that he's one of the guys that Bielema is going to count on as a leader right away. I'm excited to see what he can do as a safety. There's not really much video of him as a safety in college, but he was announced as a safety, and Illinois needs players at that position. So I think that you could see him get playing time right away in the fall too.
Any thoughts there, Brad?
Yeah, I think worst case scenario. He provides depth at that safety position, and he's going to be a special teams guy. He's a character guy, high quality kid. Actually, we have a press conference with him on Thursday, so to kind of announce his addition. So that's we just got that tonight. So he's an interesting piece. They've done a good job. I'll touch on a couple of high school kids that, you know, from the high school class that I liked. And I obviously the two kids, you know, Josh McCray from Alabama and then Dwayne Johnson from Georgia are the ones that Bielema brought in. And I'm very high on those guys. But probably I think the two guys that we were talking before we came on, Brody Weiskarber, is probably the marquee guy in the December class, the ones that signed December. And I'm a big Samari Collier fan. I really like this kid. I think he's got some potential. He's got a little swag to him. He can sling it around. He's got good size. And so I like that kid. I think I'm not saying he's going to play in the fall, but I like a kid that I think down the road, he's got some potential. And the one thing is, I feel like they're going to get developed well with this coaching staff. I think that's one good thing about this group. They're going to get developed and they'll get better. My little sleeper guy is, Steve was talking about his. Tyler Strain, just watching what he's done in some of these all-star games has been the thing for me. His ability to – he's small. He's got some – doesn't have the size maybe, but just has some toughness and has some ability to maybe be a cover guy down the road. So – or get, you know, even if he switches around and goes in the slot, I'm not sure how they're going to use him, but I think he's a guy that could make an impact down the road. And maybe we didn't know about him at the, you know, early on.
Yeah. And it's kind of fun to think of these guys as, you know, these guys are going to be looked at, you know, in 3 and 4 years as the guys who kind of helped run the transition into the Bielema era. And I don't know, rarely have I been this excited over a new coach in football. It's been a long time for me personally. I got to go back to and date myself here, but Mike White, I was so excited when he came to town. I was like, this is going to be incredible. And I was so excited when John Makovic came in, and I was really hoping that Ron Zook would have coordinators who could do something and he could just recruit the players and then hand them off. With Bielema, I have to admit, I was a little bit hesitant early on, but you know, when you look at the behaviors that he's put into play, man, he's made a lot of really good moves. And I know Steve and I took some time to talk about the coaching staff on our last podcast. And obviously with him doing the lion's share of carrying the water in terms of writing the football articles, you know, he's had some opinions on there. Why don't you give us just a thumbnail, Steve, of what you like about this staff, just, 30,000 foot. And then obviously our subscribers can go out and get into more detail on the website. But I think your thoughts there were pretty good.
Well, I was really over the moon about the staff that he put together. Just the position coaches alone are guys that Illinois could never have dreamed of bringing in under Lovie Smith. They're just head and shoulders above the guys that he had before as technicians, as recruiters. These guys are definitely going to be a strong addition for the University of Illinois. The big thing that got me excited, though, was the last two additions, Kane and McDonald. And in every press conference he's had so far, Bielema has gone out of his way to say that those guys were icing on the cake, that the first thing he needed to do is put together the coordinators. And he went and got the position coaches. He wanted to get guys who were young. He wanted some old guard. He wanted some new guys. He wanted some technicians. He wanted some young, exciting guys. And I think he did a great job of all that. But when you talk about guys like Kane and McDonald as associate and assistant head coach / position coaches, those guys are any Big Ten team would be happy to have those guys as a coordinator. And as a matter of fact, Bielema went out of his way to say that Kane was actually on his short list for coordinators. It's just that he got his first choice. And after he filled in with the rest of the position coaches, he would never have thought of getting Kane as just the linebackers coach, but he took a shot at him as an outside linebacker coach / associate head coach and got him. And he was just so thrilled about that. Whenever he talks about the position coaches, it's kind of funny. You can see his eyes light up when he talked about McDonald and Kane, and mine did too. I was so excited about that. I think this staff is going to recruit so much better than the Lovie Smith staff. Even at the beginning when they were recruiting fairly well, this staff is definitely going to be a level up from those guys. I think you're going to see some four-star players commit to Illinois fairly soon. And I think that the gems that they get at the end of this spring even are going to be guys that Illinois would never have thought of getting during the Lovie Smith era.
And I'll tell you what, it would be nice to see us recruiting the state of Illinois and getting, I'm not saying we're ever going to dominate the state, but get our fair share. Brad, you had in one of your Sturdy for 30s, you were able to interview defensive coordinator Ryan Walters, got a chance to see him. I know you've had some discussions with the staff, behind the scenes. What are your thoughts on this staff? Where do you think they're going to be able to take us?
Yeah, I think it's a great staff. I mean, and the head coach, football, basketball too, to a certain extent, but I mean, your staff is so important. And I feel like Bielema understood that. And he went out and got guys that, he shot for the moon. I mean, we hired a sitting Power Five defensive coordinator. And yeah, you can say, well, it was this, but Illinois hired at a peer program, and I'm not even going to call it, Missouri's not really our peer right now, to be honest. They've been much more successful. They're an SEC school. They've been much more successful than Illinois. So you went out and got a guy who is one of the hottest young coaches in America. I mean, people, he got an interview for the Colorado job because obviously he's an alum, but because he's on a track to become a Power Five head coach down the road. And so to go out and get this guy was huge. And that was kind of the first one I went, wow, George McDonald, and you go down the list, all the guys that we're adding are guys that have Power Five experience, as some of them as coordinators coming here as position coaches. It's been fantastic. They have recruiting, chops. They are coaches, and it's impressive. It's a great staff. I'll tell you, you want to talk about excitement. I had Lauren Tate on Sturdy for 30, and he said it's the most excited he's been since Mike White too. So, and he's a lot older than you, Mike. So you don't have to date yourself too much. So,
I'll tell you, folks,
here's at least two or three years.
Yeah, exactly. Here's another plug for you folks. If you're listening to Eye on the Illini and you enjoy it, and you have not listened to Sturdy for 30, shame on you. I will tell you that as a podcast guy, I don't miss a single Sturdy for 30. And there have been a deluge of good guests. And Brad gets them to talk a little bit. And somehow he got Lucas Johnson to come out of his shell. And I don't care what podcast you're listening to. If you like Joe Rogan, if you like hardcore history, you need to listen to the Lucas Johnson, because that is about as much fun as you're going to have on an interview as you can possibly have. The only thing I'm going to throw a rock at Brad at on that one is you could have went longer, because my wife doesn't even like sports that much. She tolerates because the boys play and she goes and enjoys that. And she has it on TV all the time, but she was listening to that. And of course, my wife's an actuary. And Lucas Johnson's a math teacher. So there was like a bond. And, she's like, well, he was one of those players that was kind of like you, but he was talented. And she goes, why aren't you that funny? And I'm like, great. So, but again, if you're looking for podcasts that are fun, that will keep you enlightened on Illinois sports, Brad has had some fantastic ones. And I also have to, put out to Lauren Tate, one of the legends. He's an icon. And when you start thinking about somebody who's been covering the Illini since 1966 and then has been going to football games and basketball games since 1946. Yes, 46. The frame of reference and the context that he can give was fantastic. And Brad was able to get a little bit of flavor from him. So, don't miss those other things. I know I'm a little bit shilling, for other products here on our website, but that's kind of why we have somebody like Brad on the team. And we're just trying to see what we can do to emulate that ourselves. So we've taken a little bit of time here. I'll let each of you wrap up with kind of your thoughts on where the Illini program is right now and what you're excited to be covering here is when spring ball starts up in April. Brad, why don't you go first and we'll let Steve wrap.
Yeah, for me, I think there are two things. I know that he had, Bielema on Wednesday, this is tonight. He's got two Zooms with, 2022 prospects. And so I'm really excited to see what they're able to do in 2022. One of them being Hank Beatty, you know, the local kid from Rochester, and then also a Missouri commit who obviously would have connection to Ryan Walters. But so they're already, you know, making these huge inroads in 2022. I want to see how that plays out throughout this spring, especially if it opens up in mid-April so they can have visits on campus. And then the other thing I want to see how these guys look in the spring when they get practices under this new staff. I mean, I really am excited to see how they develop. You know, a lot of times I think we look at kids and we say, well, this kid can't do this or he can't do that. Part of it is finding what they can do and putting them in a position to do what they can do well. And that's, I think, when you have a quality coaching staff, you can do that. And I think that's where those are the two things I'm really looking forward to coming off the signing day.
Perfect. Steve?
One thing I forgot to mention when you called on me earlier is that Daniel Edwards is a top shelf athlete. I was extremely excited about him in the spring. The one drawback that I think stopped him from getting those top of the SEC offers was his size. I didn't see a lot of size improvement, but I think once he gets to Champaign, that's going to change and he gets in the new strength and conditioning program in the fall. That's a guy that you should look for in the future. And then the other thing I wanted to hit on, two things that Bielema said in his press conference today really opened my eyes. First of which, he said that he's still recruiting those seniors who've left. So I don't want to name any names, but there's still a few guys out there who could really, really help the Illini that at least they've announced that they have left the program, but I wouldn't put it past him to bring a couple of those guys back. And again, I don't want to tease too much by naming names, but the Illini could really benefit from some of those guys coming back. The second thing he brought up, and I'm sure most of us in Illinois have already thought of this, is that the senior football season is just starting here. And he said he's very excited to see those guys who didn't get a chance to play in the fall play in the spring. He said these are non-contact days, but he can watch the videos of these spring football games that are the only chance for a lot of these seniors to play. And he's very excited about the possibilities of signing these guys up. Illinois is going to be in a wonderful situation. They should have the catbird seat to sign preferred walk-ons who didn't get the big offers in the fall, but have now really improved.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, I tell you what, that is a fantastic panel here. I really appreciate you guys giving us some of your time that we can share with the subscribers what's going on with the Illini football program. There's an excitement that, again, we all feel that we didn't think was going to happen. And I think a lot of it comes to Coach Bielema and the attitude that he's bringing. And I am now officially on board with he's now going to be my new Parcells. Bill Parcells had his first run with the Browns and then he goes and gets up to New England and he puts everything together. Well, Coach Bielema had a wonderful run at Wisconsin, had a run at Arkansas that was challenging, although he did have to go up against a buzzsaw when you start trying to play LSU, Alabama, and Auburn. And I feel like, you know, he's got all the chess pieces in place, and he's even had, some exposure to Coach Belichick. Maybe we're going to see the birth of a college legend here, and we'll be right on the cutting edge of it. But want to thank everybody for listening. This has been Eye on the Illini. And we're going to have one final comment from Brad, because I do that to Brad.
So I'm going to tell you, Brett Bielema is actually going to be our guest on Sturdy for 30 coming up in 2 weeks. So I'm excited to get him on there and kind of talk to him about that. And the one thing I would say, you know, you say he struggled at Arkansas, but I think if he has that record, Illinois will be okay. I mean, we'd actually think that's good to go 7-6 or, and win, over 500 right now. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so I'm excited.
Yeah, and look at this. We broke some news here. So if you have listened the whole way here, you just have – now you know what to be listening for in 2 weeks, because that'll be a Sturdy for 30 that you will not want to miss. And I think we're going to have a football season here that none of us thought was a possibility. And thankfully, Josh Whitman decided to instead of just trying to, make contact at the plate, I think he pointed into right field, took a cut, and hit the ball right there. So I think it's going to be exciting for Illini fans. So please stop by IlliniGuys.com. We've got a lot of stuff here for you to look at. Come out on our forums, talk to the people on the page. And look, we've got a big game against Wisconsin on Saturday. Join up and get into the game room. It is a fantastic experience on the second screen as you're watching the Illini on your big screen at home. For Steve Sturm and Brad Sturdy, this is Mike Kegley saying thank you very much and have a great day.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
High Five Casino lets you play your favorite slot and live table games, like blackjack, with the chance to redeem for real cash prizes. High Five Casino has a giant selection of over 1,200 games, including hundreds of exclusive games only found on High Five Casino. It's always free to play, and free coins are given out every 4 hours. Ready to have your own High Five moment? Visit highfivecasino.com. That's high, the number five, casino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. Must be 21 years or older. Terms and conditions apply.
At Ashley, you'll find colorful furniture that brings your home to life. Ashley makes it easier than ever to express your personal style with an array of looks in fun, trending hues to choose from earth tones to vibrant colors to calming blues and greens. Ashley has pieces for every room in the house in the season's most sought-after shades. A more colorful life starts at Ashley. Shop in-store or online today. Ashley, for the love of home.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.